kolana buso wa mi au kolana lilo no lo sé su hambre na mi dao ya mi ai kolana buso wa mi au kolana lilo no lo sé.
Okay, a bit later I'm going to play the whole song, the whole song. But, you know, if I said to you just before 11 o'clock, you know, we're going to be chatting to Khaukhelo Mwahi. Khaukhelo is going to be chatting to us about a song. You're not going to know who the heck I was talking about, probably. But Khaukhelo Mwahi is also professionally known as Master KG and joins you today. Master KG, great having you on the show.
One night, Thomas. Morning. How are you?
Together like super glue, they say, man. Listen, so, you know, this song has just taken on unbelievable proportions. Dancers being obviously choreographed to this across the globe. You've signed an exclusive deal in France. We'll talk about all of those, but let's first find out about who Master KG actually is.
Oh, Master KG, it's a DJ, artist, producer, and a songwriter all the way from Limpopo, outside Zanin, in a village called Kelly's Village. That's where I was born. And then I started making music around 2012, and then I got my first breakthrough in 2016 with a song called Skeleton Move. And then 2019, Jerusalem I came.
And I'm glad you called it, because you're from Limpopo, I'm glad you called it Jerusalem and not Julius Malema. So give us a little bit of history behind this particular song, a little bit more deeper history behind it. Because we all sing to it, dance to it. I can't dance to save my life, but I watch other people dance to it, right? But I saw Sally Padet dancing to it on ENCA the other day as well. It was rather fun to watch. But just give us the history behind the song and what's it all about.
You know, the history behind the song, it's one of those songs that I remember last year I made this beat of Jerusalem around August 2019. And then after I made the beat, I remember I loved it so much. I remember playing it again and again and again. And then I just thought of Nomcebo, my sister, which I featured on the song. It just like pictured her voice. I was like, that would be the perfect voice for this beat. And then I made a call the following day. We talked, we arranged. She came to the studio. And then we sat down and I told her that the direction of this song, I love this song to be as much spiritual as it can, because already the beat, already it had that soul, that feeling, that spirituality. So we just wanted to take it there.
Yeah.
And then while we were sitting, and then it came, Jerusalem, Ikayalan. And then we loved it. I remember I was like, let's record this. We recorded it. And then, I remember we loved it so much, but to be honest, it was not that thing of, you know, this song will be big. You know, just like, because like we had, like, everything was fine. The vocals were fine. The melody was out of this world. Yeah. But then never at any point that thought that this song will be something else.
You know, someone phoned into my show the other day and made a good point. You know, when we hear about Jerusalem, we hear about Master KG. I mean, you're the man behind the beat, etc. Yeah. Et and the person said, but no one really talks about Nomcebo Zikode, right? Nobody talks about Nomcebo. So what can you tell us about Nomcebo? And I want to be one of those radio hosts that talks about the voice as well, because Nomcebo used to be a backup singer.
Yes, definitely. Nomcebo, it's one of the beautiful vocalists that, you know, I've ever worked with, you know. I remember last year, even the time when I made this call, she was humble enough, you know, to accept my invitation to the studio to come and work with me, even though we didn't know each other. So we worked together on this song. It was beautiful. And from there, I remember each and every interview, I was making sure that, you know, I go with her, you know.
Yes, yes.
Last year when we were busy promoting the song all over the country.
Yes.
We're together. Because also her, like, she's been trying. She's been trying to get out of, to just let people know that she's here. She can do something beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
So from there, we're together, you know. Even some of the events, we're busy going together.
Mm.
And then also this year, what happened is that I also produced her song, but it's out right now.
Oh.
And the song is doing well. I saw it's number one in the country. So it's
This is good.
Yeah, so and, I produced that song. So, you know, I'm so happy for her, you know, that in this relationship of ours, you know, it comes a long way. And even today, we're still together. We did Jerusalem. I featured her, and now I return the favor also. I produced her song, which is doing well right now. It's topping the charts, radio, and also digital platforms. The charts is there, number one. So I'm so happy.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And just once again, just highlights the talent that we have. We always talk about Trevor Noah and a whole lot of other people, and they've done pretty well for themselves in the country. But it's so great to get more names such as yours, you know, being praised internationally. So did DJ Black Coffee phone you for some tips?
Not yet.
So the dance itself. So
yeah.
We've seen everybody from nurses to police officers to people in New York, well, people in the States all over, people in Jerusalem itself, all over the world, people started this particular dance, which I'm still trying to get the hang of. But where did it emanate from? Where did it start? How did it start?
And you know, one thing for sure, it's a dance that, you know, originates here in South Africa.
Yep.
It's a dance that we do at weddings. Like every time you can see weddings, videos, people dancing, having fun, you'll see them doing that dance. So what happened is that there's these guys from Angola, it's a group. And then, like, I remember I talked to them that the other time in order to ask how they got hold of the dance. So they said, we were inspired by a video that we saw from your country, and then we danced to your song. And then that video that they did, they added some flavor to the dance, even though here we call it wedding dance. And then after that video of them dancing to Jerusalem, it went viral.
Wow.
And then after that, a lot of people wanted to like participate. Because it was amazing, the video that they did, the dance, everything. So everyone started wanting to participate. And then by that, the video just went viral. So everyone started doing Jerusalem dance. I was also shocked when I checked TikTok. I see Jerusalem is trending. And I see they're doing the dance. I remember there was a point where I was like, no. Maybe someone just edited my song in this people dancing.
My technical producer, Johannes Sabeta, he knows all about the wedding dance, so he's been giving me some tips. So he's from Limpopo, by the way. So he is. You signed. I mean, what has this opened up for you? I would imagine you had a couple of record labels wanting to get a piece of the action. Tell me about that.
Yes, what happened, there was a lot of international big labels, major labels actually, that wanted to take care of my career from here going forward. But then I had to choose Elektra France, which is a division of Warner Music Group worldwide.
Yeah.
So what happened because of that decision is because Elektra France is a label that understands the music that I'm doing. You know, so one thing for sure, they all are, like most of the artists, they are doing house music. They will get us also under them and a couple of other people. so they understand dance music. Mm. So that's the reason why I ended up going with them in terms of partnering with them, you know, in order to push my career to the next level. Because there's a lot of record labels, but others, they don't really understand the music that you are doing. They might sign you now because of the song that you might have if it's big, but going forward, you might find that it doesn't come easy for them to keep more the work going forward because they don't really understand the music that you're doing.
Well, you're listening to none other than Master KG, the man behind Jerusalem, the hitmaker. Listen, KG, wonderful chatting to you. And yeah. I look forward to chatting to you once you also start doing some, you know, mixes with some of the biggest names and you show them what we made of. Okay, wonderful chatting to you, my friend.
Definitely. Even yesterday, I saw Cristiano Ronaldo posted a video on his Instagram while playing Jerusalem in the background. It was something.
Oh, was it? Did he dance?
Yes. like, yeah, it was like 4 minutes. It's still there. You can go and check it out. 4 minutes video. So, yeah, it was so cool.
KG, always pleasure chatting, man. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for the love.
Juanito Moose. Hey, Master KG, the man behind Jerusalem. There we go.